BBC News.
Now on Radio 4, time for any questions. In the chair is Jonathan Dimbleby.
Welcome to Bristol and to Hotwells, which is just down the hill from Brunel's wonderful suspension bridge. As its name suggests, Hotwells was briefly a Georgian spa, but it didn't quite work out, not least because the waters turned out to be poisoned. It's recovered, and today it is a thriving community, in the centre of which is our venue, Hope Chapel, which is congregational by denomination, excuse me, but serves a wider community, not least those who are going through hard times. Among other things, the pantomime is famed locally as the home of an annual pantomime for which, as theft here is frowned upon, you have to beg or borrow to get tickets. Any questions is not invariably a pantomime, but we too have a full house for Lord Patton, Chris Patton, whose first outing on this programme was 40 years ago when he was a stripling MP, later chairman of the Conservative Party, governor of Hong Kong, European Commissioner, chairman of the BBC, and for quite a while now, Chancellor of Oxford University. Thoughts on that? Any answers after the Saturday broadcast of this programme? The number to ring, 03 700 100444. The lines open at 12:30. Anita Anand will be there. The email is any.answers@bbc.co.uk. You can tweet #BBCAQ and you can follow us at BBC Politics. Can we go to our next, please?
Tom Metcalf, what odds would you give on a no-confidence vote in the government if we were heading for a no-deal?
Can I just say one thing very briefly? One of the first times I ever did question time, I did it with this chap called Boris Johnson, who I hardly knew.
Are you talking about any questions or questions?
Sorry, any questions, any questions. Your show. I did your show. Okay.
Just checking.
It was any questions. It was with Jonathan Dimbleby, whom I wish was not leaving. And at the end of the show, Boris Johnson was fantastic. He just, you know, brought the house down. I vowed then I'd never work with animals and small children ever again. And at the end of the show, people came up like two or three...
But Clem Attlee wouldn't have survived 5 minutes now because of modern communication. It's sad, but that's the truth. Over to you.
No, I was enjoying. Well, I suppose, okay, if you insist.
No, it's so unusual
and so gracious. I'm glad you, that is just about it, because this is, as some of you know, my last programme after somewhat more than 3 decades. I hope you don't mind if I steal a moment of or two of your time. We've been through those years, pretty tumultuous times. Thatcher to May, Reagan to Trump, Gorbachev to Putin, the Berlin Wall, the Good Friday Agreement, 9/11, Afghanistan, Iraq, terrorism, the advent of the mobile phone, internet and social media, the 2008 crash, austerity, climate change, much too late on the agenda, and, yes, of course, Brexit. Seismic changes, and it's been, for me, an extraordinary privilege to have been in this chair for all of that and much more, and it's a very big wrench to say goodbye to the programme, but I thought it better to stop well before someone says, Jonathan, have you ever thought of moving on? And I therefore want to say just a few thank yous, if I may, before I go, to those communities, more than 1,400 on my watch, who've been so wonderfully welcoming to me and to the programme, to those who've come to the programmes, like this evening, armed with challenging questions, and our panellists, who often go long distances because they believe in open and democratic debate, even if not always in answering the question. And to you at home or in your car, often shouting at the radio and probably as me as well, certainly at me as well. Without you, there would be no any questions, and I shall miss you all. Well, almost all. And then there are my friends and colleagues within the BBC, often unsung, but without whom the programme would never get on the air. Controllers, editors, engineers, and especially those who worked closely alongside me, putting up each week with my foibles, providing the commitment, skill and enthusiasm on which I am totally dependent. To all of them, and especially to my present lovely production team, Caitlin, Camelia and my wonderful producer Lisa, a heartfelt thank you to you. People say that Any Questions is a jewel in Radio 4's crown. Radio 4 is a jewel in the BBC's crown and is one of many. And that's because for all of its flaws, the BBC remains a peerless public service broadcaster, and though navigating through very choppy waters, is still committed to those founding principles, education, information, and entertainment. Long may these, and any questions, flourish. For now, from Bristol and Hope Chapel, which happens to be close by Joy Hill, goodbye.
On the panel were the Labour peer, Lord Blunkett, the Conservative peer, Lord Paton, the Daily Mail journalist, Amanda Patel, and the Guardian columnist, Polly Toynbee. The producer was Lisa Jenkinson, and the chairman, Jonathan Dimbleby. This is BBC Radio 4.